Hi. For my COVID-19 interview, I've chosen Chris Kane, a fellow peer at Northeastern University in Boston, and another student of the Origins of Today course, like myself.
Hello, Brian. I'm Chris Kang. I am studying business here at Northeastern University, and I'm taking this Origins of Today history course because I was interested in the history of pandemics, and I think it's very applicable to today's situation.
Nice to meet you, Chris. I'm Brian Hayward, and I'll be interviewing you today about your experiences with COVID-19. So, Chris, before we begin, I need to ask you for your consent for the COVID-19 archive project.
Yep, I give consent.
Okay, thanks. And then may you please give the current date and time for any viewers as well.
It is Saturday, September 19th, 2020, and it's 1:18 p.m.
Thanks. So then let's get started here. Before COVID-19 hit, what were you doing in your daily life, would you say?
Well, at that time, I was kind of just going to school. Everything was normal. So, you know, I'd go to school, there'd be after school clubs, and like on weekends, I'd hang out with friends and go out with my family. So it does seem like quite a while ago, because quarantine did make time pass really slow, but yeah, just normal life before quarantining and social distancing.
Yeah, it's been several months since we've been in quarantine now.
Yeah.
But it's finally started to relax, but we still need to be rather valiant in continuing on with our struggles. Now then, how did this daily life of yours change when the pandemic spread to the point of affecting you and your community, would you say?
Well, so when the pandemic started, it mainly started with like our schools. So it was the first thing in our town, the schools all shut down first, and then social distancing and like wearing masks were required. So life became like a lot harder because obviously you couldn't go out, you couldn't see friends. And I think time slowed down a lot. And so like, the only thing that you were pretty much able to do is stay inside and like finish schoolwork and, you know, just browse the internet. And so life became a little bit boring and slow through quarantine, but yeah.
Yeah, I found that opinion is rather shared among many high school members at this time, as a lot of people I've spoken to in the past have all mentioned how they feel that their life has slowed down to a crawl during quarantine.
Yeah.
And then besides yourself, did anyone in your family face any problems with adjusting to quarantine? And
yes.
If they did, was there any ways you tried to cope with these struggles or that you noticed that they tried to deal with it somehow?
So my grandma used to go to like a community center for like daily life because, you know, obviously she's very old and she doesn't work. So she does that on her free time. So when the pandemic hit, the whole center was closed down and she was forced to stay at home. So obviously it was really sad for us knowing that she couldn't go out and meet new people. And she was she's older, so she is the effects of COVID affect her more because she's older and she has some health problems. So to cope with that, me and my family, we would drive to her house every Sunday and we would socially distance and like talk to her and give her groceries every week. So so not only would she get company, but she'd also like have food and stuff to do while she was in her house.
Yeah, I feel that during the time of COVID-19 lockdown, family bonds were definitely tested and the interactions you had with your everyday friends and family began to grow far more important, as lots of people, when they're isolated for so long like that, can feel emotional or social anxiety due to not having enough human interaction. Like, people like going out, but that's not possible with the virus.
Right.
So for you, did you feel any emotional or social anxiety yourself, or would you say you were able to make it through due to having still the internet to resort to and your friends and family still at reach of phone?
So in the beginning, it did feel like I was totally fine because I just relied on using the internet, like texting and social media, in order to keep contact with my friends. So in the beginning, I would say that, you know, I was okay with it. Like, I'm tech savvy. I know how to use technology to contact people. But like, as the months went on and dragged on, and quarantine dragged on for more time, I did get a little socially anxious because I kind of missed human interaction outside of just my family. And yeah, that definitely got to me. And I was like very scared of how long the quarantine was going to last and how long the pandemic would last until I could actually go out and, you know, meet people.
Yeah. In regards to the length of the pandemic and the quarantine and how the lockdown was done, how do you think the government or your community's response to as a whole was? Do you think the government response was justified, or do you think it still wasn't strict enough in terms of the lockdown procedures?
So I'm from New Jersey, and the response was pretty good. Our governor was very strict about social distancing and using masks. So he closed the beaches. So, and New Jersey beaches are a very popular social hotspot. So I think he did a good job in making sure that people didn't spike up cases by going to the beach. So I was pretty happy for our governor's response, and I think it was necessary in order to protect New Jersey, because there's a lot of college kids that come to New Jersey and they party, and it could be dangerous in those situations. So yeah, I was fine with that.
Would you say the government lockdown was successful in limiting the people, or was there still a large amount of people who would ignore the government procedures and still try and secretly host gatherings or not wear masks when they go outside?
Well, I think, in terms of like for the states, it was mainly the governors who had the power and to like lock down their citizens. So I think it did vary from state to state, because in the Northeast, things were a lot more stricter than like in the South. So let's say in general, I think it varied from state to state. So, but me coming from the Northeast, I think we did fine.
Okay. Now, one final question. In the present day, restrictions and problems from pandemic still are continuing, of course, probably will still be doing so for the next few months until the vaccine manages to roll out to the rest of the country. So what steps should the people and communities continue to take to try and contain the virus or lessen the impacts or damages brought by it? Do you think there are, if any?
Yeah, I think there are a couple ways. So, like, obviously, social distancing in crowded places like public transportation, workplaces, schools, I think it's important. But obviously, like, wearing masks and, like, using hand sanitizer and washing hands often is pretty important. In terms of money-wise, I think in the future, I think we can have, like, pandemic insurance. So in case another pandemic hits, our job losses overall would be cut. And I think that would be pretty beneficial, since this pandemic really took a toll on the economy. And yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. I feel that definitely the economic damages brought by the pandemic were rather large. So something new that might be able to help a country like pandemic insurance is definitely a novel idea that I might want to look into going forward. So thank you for your time, Chris. I hope for your continued health going forward, because these times are definitely trying, and we just got to keep going forward and try and make it past it. Thanks. All
right, thank you.